Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Three rails in society, but the middle rail is a no man's land of lukewarm foolishness. There is conscience, calculated, organized evil. That's one rail. And there is uncoordinated good in the world. Good is very rarely coordinated. And every good action, every loving action, every strong action, every action of courage, when you don't back down from being lied to, when you're lied to, you confront somebody. When you don't back down from somebody trying to intimidate you, when you don't back down when someone tries to bully you, when you help those that are weak, when you make yourself look deeper into the more complex meanings, when you build up strong things, when you work hard, when you invent things, when you appreciate the world, when you appreciate beauty, when you recognize good from evil and then make the right choice, it makes the world a better place. Not the Illuminati 1,000 points of light, but 7 billion points of light bringing light to the world. People say, that's Illuminati. No, the Illuminati, the globalists, take every archetype that's real and good and they expropriate it. They've expropriated our American flag. They've expropriated all of our sacred ideas, everything that's written on our heart. And they have set up their world government. It's not complete yet, though. They have to eradicate the common sense. They have to eradicate the private property, the parental rights, the Second Amendment. They have to eradicate all the major religions that aren't into devil worship because they don't fit in to that larger system of total control where the state and the globalist and the petty hype system is God. The New World Order's greatest crime is attacking the innocents and seeking to dumb down people and keep them from learning true knowledge. It's all a riddle wrapped in an enigma. We've got Daniel Estulin coming up in the next segment with some breaking news. And we're going to look at this report here out of the Washington Post today. Avoiding a Global Catastrophe by Larry Summers. This is the guy that helped get rid of Glass-Steagall, sell derivatives, not just here but worldwide. We're going to get into him. G20 Summit, Barroso blames Eurozone crisis on U.S. banks. Well, it's the same banks that run Europe, run the U.S. It's like the left hand is blaming the right hand. In a way, it's true, but it's a spin. We're going to be going over all of that. The big news here, obviously, McCain urges U.S.-led war against Syria. Syria, Iran, Russia, and China plan joint war games. Iran news agency reports. There's also reports out that Putin lectured Obama at the meeting yesterday, and that they were both very, very tense. The Weekly Standard is reporting. There's video of that. Looks like Putin got in his face. And again, Putin is a globalist. But he wants his own New World Order. Putin is a KGB guy, FSB guy. But all that's happening is that's one group competing with the other group. The big dominant group that is the most virulent is the group that's hijacked the West. It's not Putin. It's not the Chi-Coms that are putting drones in the skies and cancer viruses in our vaccines. Well, cancer, China, call them cancer. China actually works with the globalists too, do a lot of that. They made that deal back in the 70s to carry out eugenics. And we'll get into that with Daniel Estulin as well. He's going to give us some amazing breaking information straight ahead. Best-selling author and researcher Daniel Estulin is scheduled straight ahead. And we'll even have some time to take some calls for our guest as well. We'll be right back.
Oh.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, and broadcasting worldwide, blasting out on XM 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates. Simulcast at prisonplanet.tv with video feeds and on the audio streams at InfoWars.com. Joining us for the full hour is Daniel Estulin. He is a best-selling author, researcher who lives in Spain. His true story of the Bilderberg Group is an international bestseller. I forget how many countries it's been published in, and it's also available at a Trine Day right here in the United States. Daniel Estulin, Estulin.com. DanielEstulin.com is his excellent website. Now, Daniel is a hard guy to get on. He's very busy. There's a lot of interviews in Europe, you know, the national TV shows of all the big countries. He can't travel a lot because they try to block him flying to the U.S. They wouldn't let him in last time to be on Ventura's TV show. He had to come a week later. Ventura confirmed that it happened. He's had death threats, you name it. I've never had him contact us and say, hey, I want to come on, I got breaking news. So it must be big if Daniel Estulin is wanting to talk to people in North America. We're also listened to, obviously, around the world. And I'm just now discovering during the break when we got him on what it's about. And it's the latest from Bilderberg, because you always learn a few weeks later after the meeting is when you get the really good leaks. And it ties into exactly what he predicted 2-3 weeks ago during it with his initial sources So this is a bird's eye view into the globalists. But we have Larry Summers, who helped engineer so much of this, you know, the head guy for Clinton, openly saying that we could have a total collapse now if you don't give total power to the banksters. That's in an article titled Avoiding the Global Catastrophe. We've got Syria, Iran, Russia, and China planning joint war games. Iran news agency reports, McCain says, prepare for boots on the ground. They're calling for war in Syria. The West is using Al-Qaeda in Libya to take over, and now Syria, and admitting it. I know Bilderberg last year was upset from our sources that it was even in the L.A. Times that, yes, the West uses Al-Qaeda, because that messes up their system of using them to take our liberties, the imaginary or semi-imaginary threat. So joining us to break all this down is Daniel Estulin, joining us from Spain. You're in Spain right now, correct, Daniel?
I'm in Madrid right now, but I'm not sure how long I'm going to be actually in Madrid or Spain, because Spain is going to hell in a handbasket fast, and it's actually, you can see the systemic collapse in Spain over the past 6 months. It's been tremendous, because, Alex, I live here. I can tell you what I've been witnessing over the past 6 months. It is difficult to fathom for anyone who's been living in the Western world. It's like pre-war, pre-bellic situation where people know things are wrong, where you have crime literally increasing twofold, you know, month-wise. It's just tremendous how much Spain has changed over the past 6 months. So, again, I'm here now, but I have no idea how long am I going to be here for, because, again, things are not looking up. I wanted to start, because, again, this is important information, with the elections in Greece, which is, again, Greece obviously was on the agenda at Bilderberg this year. But, you know, regardless of what we're seeing in the mainstream press, regardless of consequences, the European Union, the largest economy in the world, is now suffering under the weight of two, not one, but two traumatic crises striking simultaneously. And these two crises striking simultaneously literally mean doom for the United States and for the world, for the Western world. Trauma number one, Europe's governments are in big trouble. Debt is out of control. Tax revenues are plunging, and interest rates and interest costs are surging. And these are obviously the things that Bilderbergers were very, very concerned about. The elections in Greece have not changed that at all. And the second big situation, traumatic crisis right now, is that U.S. banks are under siege, drowning in massive losses, swamped with withdrawals, and lining up for bailout money that no government can afford. And again, some people seem to think that the European Union's sovereign debt problems are limited to just a few countries such as Spain or Portugal or Ireland, for example, but it's actually not the case. It's systemic. It's across the entire continent, and no wonder the Bilderbergs were very, very concerned about the repercussions of that, not only in the world economy, but obviously the American Bilderbergers were concerned what will happen in the United States, especially with elections coming up in a few months. For example, Greece has gross government debt of $315 billion. Spain with more than double that amount of almost $900 billion, and Italy with debt that is six times larger than Greece's, which is nearly $2 trillion. But that's not all. As I just found out from our sources, one of the concerns of the Bilderberg meeting was that they're concerned not only of these big countries, as they call Southern European nations and Ireland, but also they're concerned with countries such as France's debt is almost as large as Italy at almost $2 trillion. And Germany, which is the motor of the European economy and supposedly the only nation that can save the world from oblivion, its debt is actually larger than Italy's, over $2.5 trillion. So again, the situation is stark in all of the countries across the continent. And of course, on the one hand, as you so many times have stated on the air, that the plan is depopulation, because if you can destroy the economy, you're destroying the population base, because there's no growth, there's no progress. But as you and I talked about this 2 years ago on your show, what they're doing right now is there's a faction within Bilderberg that is increasingly concerned that this destruction, which is being done on purpose, may actually wipe them out as well. And that's something that, you know, no one is actually covering or talking about.
Now, I know you have some amazing sources inside Bilderberg, so I've got some questions along those lines, but every country, Greece, Spain, I mean, people ask, why is it called the pigs? You've got Portugal, you've got Italy, you've got Greece, Spain. That spells out pigs. And as the mega banks bail their own debt out, they have the media push and say that most of the debt was actually the populations. But we've done those numbers. In some countries, it's over 90% of the debt that they're being told is their debt is actually Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, their European divisions. And Barroso, who's a big New World Order guy, as you know, he came out in the London Guardian and blamed U.S. banks. But that's like blaming your other hand. So we're getting down towards the end game. No matter how many bailouts there are, they always need more.
I want to explain something about this whole, you know, there's a great deal of debt buying going around in Europe especially. And a lot of people are asking or wondering, what does that do? Now, the thing is that the banks are buying it because the idea is to bankrupt nations. It's not to save the world from destruction. It's actually to destroy the nations. This is the old Venetian game in having your adversary go so far in debt to you that you control the adversary. You see, the banks themselves are buying debt, which is worthless. But many of these banks are not intended to survive, which is the case with a lot of banks in Spain, which has literally have been downgraded to junk status. Now, if you take the oligarchy at its word, the empire says they want to reduce the population to 1 billion people on this planet, which means that huge sections of the banking system,
yes,
huge sections of national economies, huge sections of the population, they're going to go. So this system is never coming back. And this is what this bailout really is. In trying to save this money, which is really virtual money, it doesn't exist. The debt can never be paid. The derivatives, they have absolutely no value. It's all a sham. It's like monopoly money. But in trying to save that, what we're doing is destroying ourselves, destroying the nations, destroying the country.
Let me ask you this. Why does Bilderberg want a post-industrial world? Why do they want to reduce the population? Because they're meeting right now in Rio, and they're saying they want a post-industrial world. And here's AFP, Women March in Rio, to protest a green economy because it's not really a green economy. Why is Bilderberg so obsessed with reducing population and wrecking economies, Daniel Estulin?
Well, you know, Alex, again, it goes back to the, you know, we're living on a very small planet of 7 billion people with limited natural resources. In a generation, we're going to get to 10, 11 billion, 15, 20, 40. It's going to get to the point there's simply not enough food or water on the planet for everyone. And so for people like Rockefeller, which is just a euphemism for powerful people, to survive, for the elite, most of us have to disappear because, again, this is something that, you know, the Rouge people have been saying for a long time. This is something that, you know, the circles of Gottfried Leibniz over 250 years ago, you know, realized and knew that progress and development is directly proportional to population density. So if you want to progress, if you want to have more people on the planet, you have to have the technological levels to be able to sustain the life of all these, or lives of these billions of people. On the other hand, if you want to destroy the population base, undermine it, and wipe most of us out, what you need to do is destroy demand, destroy production. And that's why we so often see phrases such as zero growth, post-industrial age, as you said. You know, you and I talked about this after the 2006 Bilderberg meeting in Kanata, in Ottawa, in Canada, when we were working on the Endgame documentary, and you were interviewing me for that documentary. We were talking about that. So if people haven't seen Endgame, go back and see what Alex Jones did back in 2006 so that people can understand that this isn't some nonsense from a conspiracy freak. This is real. And what they're doing is they're destroying nation-state republics and creating this World Company Limited, a concept which was first brought up at the 1968 Bilderberg Conference in Canada by none other than George Ball of Lehman Brothers, who announced the project to build this world company. And the idea is that nation states at the time, this is 1968, they're outmolded, they're an archaic form of government. In a Malthusian world, they can't be relied on. They tend to believe that the resources in their countries, most countries, belong to the people who run the world, the Rockefellers and company. And so what they've done, in order to control the natural resources, they created a new form of government that decided in a corporation. So that's what the World Corporation is.
That's right. And you don't have a vote in it. That's why in the 1974 network, they call Howard Beale in and explain it all to him. When we come back, I want to continue with the latest info you've got from inside Bilderberg, Daniel Estulin, DanielEstulin.com. We'll also look at all the military battle lines being drawn right now. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest bring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm not trying to toot our guest horn, but he really has had a dramatic effect on the landscape and has amazing sources. Vanity Fair, the Wall Street Journal of Italy, you name it, have pointed out just recently that he's one of the top researchers in this area. And, of course, a few years ago, I'll ask him about this before he leaves us, at the end of the hour, Fidel Castro invited him to Cuba. And, again, regardless of what you think of Castro's political bent, here is Fidel Castro. In fact, a photo on screen inviting Daniel Estulin, whose books he reads, to Cuba. And, I mean, so it just shows that, you know, he knows who runs the world, these banksters. So we'll be talking more with Daniel about that. This is a short segment, Daniel. I wanted to get into what's happening geopolitically, because the world is obviously, as it economically collapses by design to consolidate, it's militarily, the battle lines are being drawn. I mean, Russia, it's not even really in our news, but it's all over European news, as you know, has said three times the last 2 months, Medvedev and Putin, we will nuke you if you keep moving missiles in. Now they're sending Spetsnaz. And ships into Syria, all sorts of high-tech weapons. I mean, this is getting crazy. Daniel, what is your Bilderberg sources telling you on these fronts?
Well, you know, the biggest Bilderberg's top headache into foreseeable future continues to be Putin, and that's something that they've all agreed on. Key areas of concern for the secretive organization is Russia's opposition to war in Syria and Iran, be they spun as humanitarian bombing or color revolutions. That was particular concern for Bilderberg is Russia's insistence on maintaining state sovereignty intact. That's something that Putin has mentioned quite a few times, and that's something that the American media, at least, completely eliminated from the discourse. Now, another concern for Bilderberg is how exactly to deal with Russia's quote-unquote belligerence, as one of the Bilderbergers put it, with respect to, number one, the U.S. bases encircling Russia, and number two, missile defense pointing its warheads at Moscow. Now, as far as Syria is concerned, Bilderberg agrees that the country's presence in Mediterranean is of great concern to NATO and the United States, and to Bilderberg, who would dearly wish to remove Russia's navy from the Syrian port of Tartus. Now, but as one European Bilderberger security expert commented, of far greater concern is Putin's emphasis on Eurasia integration. Now, Putin's idea is coordinating a powerful supranational union between Europe and the dynamic Asia-Pacific region. Now, one positive for Bilderberg as far as Russia's position on Syria is concerned is that Putin's options to oppose regime change in Syria are fraught with danger. The Bilderbergs agreed that an inflexible pro-Assad position could leave Russia out of many international future understandings for Syria. And I quote from one of the Bilderbergs, they said, Russia was completely left out of Libya, and they won't want to risk being shut out of Syria as well, said one high-ranking U.S. diplomat attending the Bilderberg conference. Now, Bilderberg is convinced that Putin would rather share Syria with the United States and the European Union and have a say in the country's future direction than try to oppose it too much for too long. That's why Russia's position is not as powerful as a lot of people believe, but as you said, Russia is certainly flexing its military muscle, getting the Spetsnaz, which are the special forces, into Syria. Tarp, you talked about that as well. My sources are saying this as well, and what you said, is Alex, is absolutely correct.
Incredible. Shifting gears, and I've got Aaron Dyke, since you mentioned it earlier, trying to find it. It's almost a three-hour film. In 2006, almost 2 years before the housing collapse began, and no one was talking about it, your sources said that in that meeting, because I talked to you that night right after it had ended, you hadn't had any sleep in over 2 days because you'd flown in from Spain, that, and it's in Endgame, that they were going to implode the housing market and begin a recession that would lead to global depression, the derivatives, the imploding economy, Europe, then the United States. So you lay it all out in Endgame, and there it is. All these crises that they act like are just now starting and the globalists have a solution to them, we have them on record engineering them.
Well, that's right. You know, that's one of the reasons why we get the Wall Street Italy, which is not exactly a slouch, getting, you know, giving me front page coverage, an entire page, talking about my 2012 Bilderberg report and saying, as you just mentioned, one of the few people who actually got the inside information from the people at the meeting. These are people who are very, very serious about what's going on. And again, Bilderberg has a lot of opposition within the group, but also people who actually work for mainstream media, who understand what's going on, who don't want to see their countries wiped out, as, for example, right now we're seeing with Italy. Now, as Nigel Farage mentioned in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, now to save Spanish banks, Italy is being forced to lend money at 3%.
I'll tell you what, long segments. Sorry to interrupt. Long segments. Stay there. Tell us about opposition to Bilderberg, inside, a lot more, what's happening in Italy, back in just a few minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Clip. This is from Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I also then updated it in my Obama deception film of almost 4 years ago. And this is Daniel Estulin in the hotel lounge at around 11 o'clock at night with Jim Tucker as they're exchanging notes from their sources. I mean, this just shows the power the Bilderberg Group has. Are they the absolute rulers? No, but they're as high as it gets in this Atlantic European U.S. England alliance, but not of our countries, of the global bankers that have hijacked us and conquered us and are trying to leverage our military, our tax money, our science against the rest of the world. Does that mean Russia and China are good guys? No. It simply means that we are under the control of the most vicious group who want total extermination. I mean, Putin pays people to get married and have kids. Here they don't want you to. Again, it's a different group. And again, the Chinese, the Russians, they're not the ones taking over the U.S. The Chinese are to a certain extent. They're allied with the globalists more. But I'll get Daniel's sources on that and see if he agrees with that statement. We're going to get into what he was saying in Europe and then in the military situation in a moment where he left off in Italy. But first, here's that clip from Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. By the way, it's free online if you want to watch it. It's a very important film. Here it is.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we're getting from this morning and this afternoon's conference, this morning conference was about the energy crisis, the price of oil. This, the afternoon conference, which started about 4 o'clock, 4:30, they were talking about one of the American delegates, I wasn't told who exactly it was talking about the concern that the American citizens have had with the housing prices going down, so they're not investing that money. So what they needed to do is they needed to create the illusion that everything is going well. So what they're going to do over the next year and a half, is to bring the market back up to 1998, 1999 levels. They're going to get all the suckers to invest whatever little money they have left over, and that's when they're going to make the economy bottom drop out. They need to destroy the economy because as we're running out of oil, when people don't travel, at least that's what they're saying, when people don't travel, when people don't have money, they don't travel, they don't spend any money, which means you don't waste a lot of oil and natural gas. That's the afternoon.
But how does this source, I mean, just ballpark, I mean, so you have the sources.
Well, that's really the true people who are members of the Bilderberg Club.
Okay, that's good.
They're members of the Bilderberg
Club. And again, that's a really bad internet clip, just the first one we can find. There's higher quality ones available online of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. But there is that clip, and you go on repeatedly in the film to just predict everything that's going to unfold. Let's continue now. Tell us what they're planning now to do to the economy. You had left off with the fact that there's people within Bilderberg that don't like what's happening, and that a lot of the nationalistic structures that are left are finally realizing that the New World Order is going to destroy their countries. Please continue.
You know, I want to mention, just comment on what you said about the Chinese taking over the United States. You know, one of the key conclusions from the Bilderberg meeting is that the United States will manipulate the fall of the U.S. dollar in value against the Chinese yuan. Now, the thinking behind it is that a devalued dollar will inflate away America's debts and its obligations. Now, Bilderberg is not particularly concerned about the people of the United States, and obviously they're going to use them as guinea pigs in this entire experiment. What, of course, is being sacrificed is the purchasing power of the American dollar. It's all part of the deal with Beijing to help Washington inflate away its debts and give China more say in the global economy. Now, if you look at the actual list of attendees, you will see China's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ying Fu. Now, this individual was there at the Bilderberg Conference. Also, Yiping Huang, Professor of Economics, China Center for Economic Research at the Peking University, was also invited to Bilderberg 2012. Now, this gentleman, you know, that is talking about the people who have been financed by the Rockefeller Corporation, by the Ford Corporation for many, many years. Now, collusion between the U.S. government and the Chinese government is in progress. Now, you would think, Alex, this should be the front page news in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in the Financial Times, in Time Magazine. Now, you will not see any of this because, needless to say, what we're seeing is an active participating in a debate on the destruction of the American dollar at the expense of the Chinese currency, yuan, are also involved in the Bilderberg meeting this year, who also participated in the collusion. Chang Li, the director of research and senior fellow at John Thornton China Center with Brookings Institute, and of course Robert Rubin, the former secretary of the Treasury and also court chairman of the powerful Council on Foreign Relations. These are the individuals plotting with the Chinese government and the American government to destroy the United States dollar, and I think it should be on the front page of every newspaper.
Yes, sir.
In America.
And paying $22 billion of U.S. tax money to move General Motors, Volt, and Cadillac factories to China. So we don't just pay, and then our traitorous globalist government has tax incentives to move our jobs to China, but now our government pays to shut us down. Let me ask you this detailed question, because from my sources, going back to 75 and those agreements with Nixon, there is a strategic plan with the United States and China, and that there was a deal offered by Russia around that time to do a sneak attack with the U.S. on China, that China shed... basically, Well, that Russia said no, and so the deal was made for the, quote, U.S., the bankers, to go with China. But then you have the double game of bases being set up around China. So I guess the globalists make deals with them, the carrot, but then have the stick. Does that mesh with your deep sources and research? What's the real lay of the land with the three power blocks, or four, but Europe and the United States and England and the Commonwealth is one or two, depending on how you look at it. Russia, and then, of course, what's happening with China, with Japan basically allied out there with the United States. What's the real power breakdown globally?
Actually, it's a very, very good question. You brought up a very interesting point. Now, you have to go back, actually, to the fact that the critical breakdown of which the Bilderbergers and their cohorts have been working on intensely, as you said, you know, going back to the 70s, actually since the 1960s, was the breakup of Bretton Woods system, without which you could have never had the oil hoax of the second part of the 70s. And, of course, that whole thing was destroyed by Nixon beginning in 1971, in 1973, 74, extending all the way through the Carter administration and the second oil hoax, 79-80. Now, what they've done, talking about these divisions between different countries and the Chinese and the Russians, now, the European oligarchy was intent on breaking up the system that FDR had set up for post-World War II order that was premised on the decolonization of the planet. So what they've done, you know, the elite, they took a series of steps in the mid to late 1960s in Britain, for example, under Harold Wilson, to weaken and effectively destroy the Bretton Woods system in 1971. That's one of the reasons why we have Nixon going to China, Kissinger going to China, you know, the Chinese and the Americans working together, also with the Russians on the other side. Now, what happened was, okay, another individual involved was, of course, George Shultz. So you see, the stage was set to go from a system of fixed exchange rate that gave an advantage to real productive development and investment. And after 1971, everything went in favor of the speculators. And that, again, something that was very much decided between the Americans and the Chinese, because you could never get something like this done without these other big nations, superpowers, you know, being on the take or knowing what was going on. So you see, the oil shock of 1973, the 400% targeted increase, which Bilderberg talked about, and we have the documents to prove it in May 1973, saying that in 6 months, price is going to go to, you know, between $10.50 and $12 per barrel. It went to $11.65. Now, if you look back and compare those numbers today, it probably goes way beyond the 400%. But what I'm saying is, all of that was aimed at launching a systemic or systematic process of the looting of the actual productive wealth of all of the major nations of the planet. And what you have, for example, in countries such as Saudi Arabia and all those other countries of the Persian Gulf, are pseudo-states that are under the domination of the City of London, which is just, you know, another way to say Bilderberg, or however you want to call it, you know, the financial elite, the financial oligarchy. And needless to say, the Chinese were in on it back in the 1970s, and they're in on it today.
How does Russia play into this?
Well, you know, Putin is in an interesting position. On the one hand, the Russians and the Chinese, they obviously understand that, you know, they have to work together. That if they don't work together, you have, you know, the United States government, you have Bilderberg, you have, you know, London, you have all these nations actually going up against the interests of the Russians. But also, on the other hand, you know, the Russians are fully aware that the Chinese and the Americans are working together, you know, destroying the United States dollar. So what the Russians are actually doing, working on right now, is bilateral agreements with the Chinese. And of course, Russia's strength, you know, and they're playing to its strength, is its energy reserve. And Bilderberg, that's one of the things they talked about at the meeting, is particularly concerned about this thing called South Stream Pipeline, which is a mega project of over $20 billion. Now, South Stream Gas Pipeline is to transport Russian natural gas under the Black Sea to the southern part of the European Union through Bulgaria, Serbia, Hungary, and Slovakia, and then on to Italy and Austria, supplying over 60 billion cubic meters of gas annually. And, of course, Bilderberg is extremely concerned is that South Stream could turn into a major victory for Russia at the expense of the European Union, American-backed Nabucco pipeline from Turkey to Austria. And, of course, of even greater concern to Bilderberg is Putin's attempt, and this is where Russia and China come in working together, is Putin's attempt to integrate Asia into a cohesive bloc under of course, this merger, this union between the Russians and the Chinese will preempt all Bilderberg-led meddling, because what they're planning to is they're planning to turn Pakistan and Iran into full members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The repercussions of this will be groundbreaking, according to one European Bilderberger security expert.
Well, if you look at what the West has been doing in Pakistan, is driving Pakistan, who's hated the Russians and the Chinese to a certain extent, into the arms of the Chinese. So, again, you see a double game where Kissinger and these people actually have more investments in China. So in the final equation, they just want to have it all balanced out, and in the final equation, sell the United States down the river. As you said, we're just more real estate to them. How are things going for them? Because the break interrupted you. We never went back to Italy. I mean, how are things going for the banksters? How are things going for the money changers? Are things going well, or are they going badly?
Well, things are not going as well as they had hoped. Obviously, you know, Europe is in a systemic, you know, breakdown. You know, United States is in a terrible situation. You have all these nations such as Russia, which, you know, allegedly or almost were subjugated back in the 1990s with that alcoholic usurper by the name of Yeltsin. And now Putin steps in and, you know, he turned the whole thing around. And he basically runs roughshod over the United States policy. And he's a much better negotiator than all these other Bilderbergers are. And so, needless to say, they're very upset. They also understand, according to what was said in the Bilderberger meeting, is that, you know, they've basically given up. Kasparov, who's a former world chess champion, was in attendance, as you know, at this meeting. You know, but according to Bilderberger sources, Bilderberg has very little confidence in Garry Kasparov. You know, and as one Bilderberger source said, his street smarts relating to Kasparov leave a lot to be desired. And as one American Bilderberger stated, and I quote, if this was a boxing match, we'll be looking at a mismatch of the century. That's Putin versus Kasparov, who will have to wait. And while Bilderberg continues to finance Kasparov's United Civil Front in hopes of stirring up trouble in Russia, the secretive cabal is out looking for wiser and smarter and more charismatic figures to give Putin a run for his money. And they're going to have a hell of a hard time doing this, because Putin is a very, 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 very difficult nut to break. Now, going to Italy, I don't know how much time we have, but just a few words about that. Italy is not Spain. Spain is being wiped out, is actually, you know, giving up for dead. That's what Bilderberg has agreed on. Now, Italy is in a much better situation because, unlike Spain, Italy has never had much of a real estate bubble. Second of all, Italy, unlike Spain, has very little private debt. And also, Italy is home to the Venetian black nobility and its far-reaching first-rate banking apparatus, stretching back almost 750 years, as well as hundreds of first-rate companies with secure niches in the world export markets. And most of these companies, they form an important part of some of the world's most powerful secret societies and private organizations, such as Bilderberg Group. Then, of course, there's another very important link in Italy. There's an interlocked relationship between the mafia, the state, the corporate world, and the clergy, which isolates Italy from any impending crisis. And finally, again, Italy is home to this very little-known institution called the Vatican. So, you know, all in all, Italy is in a much greater position. They're home to Venetian black nobility, which is the base of what Bilderberg is today. Also, we've talked about that in the end game, you know, the Venetian nobility. But, you know, the situation is not as well as it could be for us, but obviously much better than they had hoped, you know, several years back.
What about domestic things here in the U.S., tidbits? I see the media swinging towards Mitt Romney. I see the left establishment coming out against Obama. I see a lot of kingmakers drifting towards him. I see Bloomberg coming out and doing a purposed leak saying he's endorsing Romney. Did you get any word on who the Bilderberg Group wants for the U.S. elections? Because our information looks like they're leaning towards Romney.
You know, I'd say the same thing. I don't have a lot of information on that, but from bits and pieces that I've heard, that makes a lot of sense, because Obama, you know, is he's spent, you know, he's used goods. You know, there's just too many people that figured his game, and if, you know, they figured out Obama's game, he's no good to the Bilderbergers. So they need somebody else, a fresh face with fresh ideas. So I, you know, I see quite likely, because they also see, you know, a lot of, you know, positioning behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot of in the intelligence world, there's a lot of, you know, consistently, you know, games are being played and system being tested. So the way possibilities that Romney is actually going to be the presidential candidate. And that's all going to be obviously depend on his ability to present his ideas to the American public. And this is exactly the same thing that happened back in 2008. And we talked about this on your show. You know, Bilderberger said Obama is going to be the candidate. And it's his presidency to lose. He won the presidency. He didn't do as well as they had hoped. Now, 4 years later, a new man is going to come in. Again, that all depends on Romney. It doesn't depend on Bilderberg. They can pick a candidate. You know, they got two horses in this race, the Democrats and the Republicans. But it's up to Romney to actually make a plane and convince, you know, quote-unquote, the Americans that he is going to be the leader to lead America, you know, through the difficult period.
So at a certain point, as long as they own both the candidates, they'll let them battle it out.
Exactly. They always own the candidate. You know, the game plan has been set. You know, the pieces are in place. It's just a question of, there's always, you know, 10-15% unknown factors of what could actually happen. You know, we talked about this scenario, you know, back in 2006-2007, when there was plans, or at least talk about assassinating Ron Paul. And, you know, the trial balloon at the time was, what would happen if this were to happen? That thankfully didn't happen. But the point is that these are the kinds of games that they play.
Hold on, I want to hear in our final segment what you're getting at with that. Amazing information with Daniel Estulin, danielestulin.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
About 5 minutes into the next hour, then a big news blitz ahead of a guest joining us who's having his home taken, a World War II hero. Daniel, you were finishing up with Ron Paul. Then I want to ask you about the U.S. economy briefly. And then a few years ago, you got invited by Fidel Castro to Cuba. Tell us what that was like. You've got the floor.
Yeah, I actually went to see him in August 2010, at the end of August. And he loved the book. He didn't know, you know, anything. Well, I'm not sure whether he knew of Bilderberg, but he certainly understands the world politics and geopolitics. And he invited me to Cuba. I spent 1 week with him. We had a 3.5-hour meeting, which was divided into about an hour and a half meeting with he and I and other journalists, asking questions on his behalf. You know, Castro and I had a 15-minute private conversation. And then we had a lunch, you know, with some of the dignitaries of the Cuban government. But what was interesting about this whole thing is he understands better than most politicians about who actually runs things in the world. He spends most of his time reading. He understands where all these individuals come from. He knows them personally, obviously. And we're talking about, for example, immortality and demand destruction and zero growth. You know, he understood these concepts from the word go. You didn't have to explain it to him. He knew exactly how things run. And I tell you, for an 85-year-old man, he had incredible charisma. And if he actually ran in the American politics, even without speaking English, he'd win this whole thing, you know, hands down, because there's no prepared speeches, you know, there's no teleprompters, just the guy, Fidel Castro, you know, talking. It doesn't matter, as you said earlier, whether you're left, you're right. And, you know, and I certainly, you know, I have no relation to Cuba whatsoever, but it's still, it's amazing how you talk to an individual like Castro and you realize how much you can actually offer, you know, from a point of view of knowledge and understanding and wisdom. And you also realize how little American press knows about him.
Well, I know that early on the CIA worked with him, but then supposedly there was a falling out.
Well, you know, there's obviously been over, you know, I can tell you one thing, he has a tremendous security. And before I actually got in to see him, you know, I was frisked 10 times over, obviously, you know, he had, I don't know, 20, 30 bodyguards around him. But we actually sat down, and you know, for our meeting, the whole atmosphere was very relaxed, very, you know, outgoing. And he's a very, very funny man. And, you know, after the meeting, they took me, throughout the week that I was actually there to see the Chernobyl Center, where one of the kids from the Soviet Union, from Ukraine, where they're actually being nursed to back to health. And over the past 20 years, over 20,000 kids have passed through Chernobyl, and Cuba, obviously being a very poor nation, all of these kids are being treated for free, something which is unfathomable in the United States. I'm not promoting Cuba, I'm just saying what I saw with my eyes, and it's amazing, you know, how the whole idea of nation states and what's actually, you know, common good, what actually is working, something is working, how much good that actually does for the community.
Well, what's interesting is that he invited you there because he'd read your book. I saw that in Reuters everywhere, you know, that Fidel Castro is looking into the New World Order, because it really is the real politics. Whether you like Castro or hate him or are indifferent, the fact is this is real. There are shadowy banking cartels that are trying to govern our planet. They're trying to get a total world government. The question is, will we let them? Because of all the ideologies, the globalists are the worst. They want global government, the end of the family, and mass extermination. They are like aliens from another planet come to kill us.
Well, you know, if we're going to take our country or countries back, we have to do it now before any more rights are taken and any more people disappear and before we lose all control. So we have to stand up, understand that this is real, understand this isn't some figment of imagination of some guy who writes a book or a radio personality who sells something on the radio. This is real, folks. What Wall Street Italy talks about it. I mean, also, Alex, not only did I see Castro, but I also gave him two speeches at the European Parliament, which is an equivalent of the United States Congress. And in these speeches, very well attended by international media, needless to say, not reported at all in the American press.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.